You're holding off Mem. Mem Amud Aleph. Yeah, again. This Gemara was V'yomer Abaya, again from the fourth line from the top. V'yomer Abaya, L'lichrech Inish, Trei Shibule Bahadi Adodi. A person should not try like and cook or roast two pieces of wheat together. Trei Shibule. Two stalks of wheat together in the oven. Badi adodi. Why? Dilma nafki maya mahai. When you roast it in the oven, the wetness, the water of one wheat would come out. Ubala idach, and it'll go into the other stalk, and the other stalk will get this water, and it'll make it become chametz. V'yaslu dechimutz. Therefore, Abaye said you shouldn't roast two stalks of wheat together in the same oven. Omalei rovas, rov yester makasha. Ihochi, if you're afraid that the wetness of the wheat would come out and go into the other one, afilu chodanami, even one stalk by itself should be also like to roast in the oven. Valdilma nofik mehai resha, ubole idach resha. Maybe the wetness will go from one side of the wheat, from the top of the stalk, and go to the bottom part of the stalk. And we'll just be afraid the wetness will go into the wheat there and make it become chametz. So according to Abaye, why do you say only two you can't do together? Even one should be also. Elo Amar Rovus. Rovus has a posture teretz, a posture reasoning why Avada both are mutter. Because may peris ninu. What are you afraid? Maybe the liquid, the juice of the wheat will come out and go into the other one. Even if it does, it's only considered may peris. It's the juice of the wheat itself that's coming out. So that is no iser in the juice of the wheat itself. Or may peris ain't machmitzes. And we have machmitzel. We had the Gemara before. May peris, if the only thing you put into the flour or here the wheat itself, you're not putting water on it. It's only the juice that comes out of the pre itself that does not make it become chametz. So Teis brought a raya from this Gemara here that it's mashma may perase machmitza mashmitz mutatit. That's not chametz gomer and not chametz nukshin, nothing. Because there were some shittas before, like Rashi said and the shit in Teis said, that may peris doesn't make a chametz just means it's not chametz gomer. There's no chi of chorus. But like a chametz nukshin alav, there would be. For this Gemara it's mashma, no. Rav is saying, what are you afraid that the juice, the liquid of the wheat itself would come out? That's only considered may peris. This liquid, when it goes into the flour, here it goes into the wheat, does not make it become chametz. So mashma may peris, the juice of fruits, does not make wheat become chametz at all. That's Rav's teretz. So Gemara says, now v'hode bei Abaye behi. Abaye was also chayzer from what he said. The first Abaye wanted to say, you can't roast these two wheats, two stalks of wheat together, because you should be afraid the juice comes out from one and goes into the other. Abaye was chayzer. What's the raya? Because he holds the chol agav midelayu le mechamtzi. Anytime the juice is like just running down the stalk, midelayu means it's running down like here. When you put the stalk in the oven, the heat makes it that the juice of it comes out and just drips down. Anytime the liquid is just dripping down off the wheat, it's not soaking in the wheat, it doesn't make it become chametz. The Yom Rabbi, Abaye said like this, Hai Chatzva Diavishna. If you have this Chatzva Diavishna, Rashi says, Kad, it's a type of a barrel, Shemayavshin Besoycha Kloyis. You let the wheat dry out there, Betaner. It's in the Taner, you have this, like, wetty, this soft stalks of wheat, and you want them to dry out in the oven. So he says, Schifi Shari. If the wheats are standing straight up, so then the juice just drips down. It's mutter. You don't have to be afraid of chametz. Mashen kein tzkifi yoser. But if it's not straight up, like Rashi says, tzkifi shari. In piv kofu lamati, if the hole is on the bottom, sheyiyu hamayim haneflotim min akoli, ayidei chayim or, zovin v'yotzim achut shari. If the hole, that the liquid of the wheat, that when you roast it now, the roasting of the wheat makes the juice inside it come out. See, if the hole is on the bottom, that the juice just runs down and goes straight out, it's shari, it's mutter. Because since the juice is only running through it, it doesn't become chametz. Ma'ashen kein tzkifa zatrashi, shi'il zoykev kedarkoi. If the stalks stay there sticking up straight, then it's osur. Shamayim niflotin, the juice comes out of the wheat, of a v'chayzer v'nifloim, but again dissolves inside the wheat. Yeah, because why? It's, the hole is not on the bottom, the hole is like on top. So the water stays inside there, then it could become chametz. So see, Abaye holds any time the liquid is just running down off the wheat and going out, even though it's running down and hits the wheat, and that little bit does not become chametz. So therefore, there would be no iser in roasting two pieces of stalks of wheat together. even though the liquid would come off it, it just run off and go on the floor of the oven, which would be mutter. And Rav Rama Rava says no, according to Shita, afilus kifa namishari. Even when you're roasting this wheat, it's in a glass, or it's in a card, in a pitcher like, that has its bottom, there's no hole, it's solid on the bottom, so the juice comes out of the wheat, it'll stay on the bottom a little bit, and like the wheat may soak a little bit in the juice, still it's mutter. Why? Because Rava holds, may peris ninu. This juice that's coming out of the wheat is only considered may peris, is only the juice coming out of the fruit, out of the wheat itself. Or may peris ain't a machmitzis. It doesn't have to be a fruit. Anything that grows, may peris just means it's not pure water. It's a juice that comes out of something that's growing. That juice does not have a koyach to make the flour or to make the wheat become chametz. That's Rav Shita. Therefore, here there's no shaila of chametz. Tana Rabbanan, ain loisusin sa'irim bepesach. When you have barley that you want to use for Pesach, you're not allowed to clean them off, soak them in water a little bit first. That's called loisusin. Loisusin means you want to clean off the barley in water, like soak them or clean them off, rub them off with water. It's also to do it. Because we're afraid when the water goes on the barley, maybe you go inside the barley and make it become chametz. V'yim loseis, let's say you did soak the barley in water, then nispaku asuris. If it started to crack open, burst open, in other words, so much water went into it that it made it burst open, then it's osur. Then we have to be afraid it became chametz. Le'nizbaku, but if it didn't burst open, the barley is still whole, there was no bursting in it, then mutaris. You don't have to be afraid it didn't become chametz. Trashi nizbaku, trashi machmes hanifuach, since it like blew up, she machmas hamayim, since the water went inside the barley and made it blow up and it burst, then asuris. Devadim meheris lachmis. If the water got so much inside the barley that the barley burst open, that's, we have to be afraid it's going to come chametz pretty fast. So this is some brayser. Reb Yossi says no. Shorin b'chametz. You're allowed to soak it in chametz and vinegar. The chametz is samson. And you don't have to be afraid that the vinegar will make the barley burst, because even if it does burst, vinegar is so strong, it makes it, like, eats up the barley, that the barley can't become chametz anymore. That's called v'chametz, the barley, the vinegar, tsoimtsum, like, shivers it up, that now it can't become chametz, it stops it from becoming chametz. Trashi sharon b'chametz, im royesh shenoyf chais, asharon b'chametz, even better. Hey, so Grace is giving you an eitzah. If you first soak the barley in water, and you saw that they started to blow up, so you're afraid maybe it'll become chametz? The Yetzer is right away soaking in chametz, in vinegar. Vinegar is so strong that it like burns up the chimutz there, it doesn't become chametz. Like next Rashi. The chametz, same son, it shivers it up. The enoy menichen lahachmetz, it does not let it become chametz anymore. So if you have this barley that starts to be blown up from the water, the Yetzer is right away throws some vinegar into it. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, ain alochak Reb Yossi. You can't be samech on Reb Yossi's kula. Once you see the barley starting to burst, it's osur. You can't put it into vinegar. Omar Reb Chizda, Omar Marukva, loy nizbaku mamish. He's saying a chumr now. Not this, the barley is not only osur when a mamish burst open. Elokol she'ilu menichon al pi chavis. Anytime you soak the barley in water and it started to blow up a little bit. Now this much blowing up, even though it didn't burst yet, if you would put this barley on top of a barrel of wine, she'ilu menichon al pi chavis, on a barrel, open barrel of wine, ve'nes bakos mileim, and the reyach, the smell of the wine, would go into the barley and make it burst open, that's called already a chash of chametz. So he's a chumra. You don't have to say the barley mamash burst open already, even if it didn't burst open yet. But if it's enough nefuach, enough blown up, that you put it on top of the barrel, then it would blow, burst open, that's also a chash chametz. So Drashi, v'hein mespakas meleim, she'enim yuchel eslamah b'fnei reyach hayayim. Hey, so reyach, the smell of the wine is so strong, that would make the barley burst open, that's also a chash of chametz. So he's being a machmir of Chizda. Even if it didn't burst, but if it's enough that it could burst, it's also awesome. O Shmuel Lama Shmuel says no, nisbako mamish, it's only yosser when you were soaking the barley in water, if mamish it burst open. But kozman it didn't burst, there's no crack in the barley, it's still mutter. Tomorrow, Ovat Shmuel Uvdei Bedurei Devei Bar Choshu, he did a mice in this place, Rashi Bedurei Bar Choshu, Bikfar Shaloshish, in the valley, and this person, that nismaku mamash, he did like kishita. That even though the person soaked the barley in water, calls them on the barley, they're not mamash, crack open, he was matar and said, you're allowed to use it. So drashi nismaku mamash, klemar. The einas suras elen nismaku mamash. It's only us if the barley mamash cracked open. The oisai loimavukois mamash hoyu vetirun. Since there, like that case, the barleys were not cracked open, therefore he was matar it. Omar Rabba, but Rabba says, you should know, Baal Nefesh, a person that wants to be machmer upon himself. Like Rashi says, Baal Nefesh means a chosid, or yirei shemayim, ha-chorad al-nafshay. He's very careful not to come to do any type of an iser. Is loyalsis. He should not soak his barley at all. For the Mara, my ear, Baal Nefesh, what he's saying, only Baal Nefesh should do it, Masha, somebody wants to be machmer, afilu kuli al-minami. And nobody should be yalsis, nobody should soak his barley in water. But that's the first Breiser also. The Breiser said, Ein loisesin sorim pesach. You're not allowed to. It just says that if you did do it, then it depends. If it got blown up so much, just started to crack already, then it's awesome. If it didn't get that far, it's not awesome. But our Kol will quote everybody, you're not allowed to do it. So why do you say only a Baal Nefesh? Anybody's not allowed to do it. D'atanya, Ein loisesin sorim pesach. You're not allowed to soak, clean off, wash off your barley before Pesach. And the Gemara Hochikoma, This is what he meant to say. This is what Rabbi meant to say. Baal nefesh, if a person wants to be machmer upon himself, I'll tell you, afilu chitin, even wheat, the shariri, that's very smooth, is or strong, also layalsis, you should also not wash off. His barley is a little bit soft, so barley is also for everybody to wash it off. We're afraid the water will make it chametz. But wheat, that's much stronger, I would think it's mutter, kamashma, and the baal nefesh should not do it. Trash yachikomer. Afilu chiti shen koshin, they're very hard, misur, they're harder than barley. V'yemim mayrim lahachmas, they don't become chomet so fast. Is baal nefesh la yalsis, that's his chiddish. A baal nefesh, a person that's machmir, a yirei shemayim, still should not do it. Avo delav baal nefesh, somebody that's not so machmir, deloy machmir al nafshe kulihai, he's mutter. His device only means barley is awesome. But wheat, that's much harder, that could be mutter. Right, obey rova bar avin. So tomorrow, obey. Omalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Man that says lately Abba, whoever listens to Abba." So Rashi says that means Rabba. Hoki korvei b'loshin rabonis. Whoever listens to Rabba, that says what that a baal nefesh should not be yalsis is ocho nahama difusha. His matzah has to be like dirty matzah, like black flour. Because if you don't wash off the wheat beforehand, the wheat is going to be dirty, and when you make flour out of it, it has to be dirty flour also. Rashi mandat at the Abba, Yocho lechem ifusha, Kleimar, Loite salsa nekia. His flour can't be nice and clean. Because the only way you can have nice, clean flour is first you take the barley, or the wheat, and wash it off first. But if you can tell me, according to Rabbah, that a Baal Nefesh should not even wash off his wheat, so he'll have dirty flour. Zadmar, why? Yeah. So in the question, Pashar Nachman meant to say that it's mutter. He meant to say, don't have to be machmir like Rabbi says, but no, you're allowed to eat clean flour. And he brings a raya, to obey Rav Huna Lossasi. In Rav Huna's house, they used to wash off the wheat beforehand. Obey Rava Bar Avin Lossasi. In Bei Rava Bar Avin's house, also they used to wash off the wheat first. The Rava says, no, also Lilsis. Rava's, no, you're not allowed to wash off the wheat. He was also machmir like Rabba, you should not wash off. A sirim for sure not, and vice even barley was machmir. So the Mori Elohod de Tanya, that we learned. Ein loisesin sirim a pesach. Before the Bryce before said you're not allowed to clean off, wash off your barley for pesach. It's a diak, sirim hu deloy. Mashmoni barley you can't wash off. Hachiti shari, but mashma clearly that chitim the wheat is mutter. So how could Rava say he also mashmi held even wheat is also? And the more Rava learned Shan the Bryce, so loy mi boy koma. The Bryce meant to say like this. Not only this, but even this. Loy mi boy, not only. Loy mi boy chitim, not only is chitim also to wash off wine. Kivon this beitziri. It's like a true. Before we said a smara chitim wheat is a little bit harder. It's harder than barley. But it has another chsar in wheat. Wheat has a crack in it. Wheat is not smooth. So, chitim for sure you can't wash off beforehand. Since it has tziri, it has a crack in it. The wheat is ayah b'humaya. We're afraid the water will go into the wheat and make it become chametz. Avu sari mashenkein barley. The shia, barley is much more smoother. It doesn't have the crack in the middle. is, doesn't have the same correct, is Eima Shapadami, I would think maybe barley is mutter kamash blun. That's why the Brice has to say, no, even barley, even this, you should not clean off, wash off before to use before Pesach. Mashenken chit the wheat, Rava learns, chit the wheat is also. Marahodu amar Rava, then Rava was chayzer. Rava said no. Mutta lilsis. Rava brought a right to say no, it's mutta, you are allowed to wash off your wheat before you use them for Pesach. The Sanya, what's his right? You learned like this as a Mishnah before. Yoitzim, the Sanya learned the Brice before. Yoitzim, the pasta kia. You could use matzah. By Pesach, it doesn't have to be dirty matzah. It could be nice, clean flour. The pasnakia, vihadora, beautiful matzah. You're allowed to use this. Don't think lechem oni says you have to use, like, very poor-looking bread. Matzah, no, you could use nice and clean bread, matzah. Now, vihevshenakia, polele sisa. How is it possible to have a nice, clean matzah? How could the flour be nice and clean? Elamaya, how to be that you washed off the barley or wheat beforehand? So Rava brought a raya, you see clearly you are allowed to wash off your wheat before you use it. So Rava was chosen to say you are allowed to wash off the wheat beforehand. So Rav Pop asked the kasha to Rava, if that's going to be your whole raya, I'll tell you no, it's possible to have nice clean flour even if you didn't wash off the wheat beforehand. I'll bring your raya, it's a look like this. Hakamachim, that's the flour. Vihasiltoi, silt is very fine flour. Kamachim could be coarse flour, and sultas means very fine flour. Shel nochrim, that's your border from a guy. Shel kfor, if they lived in the valley, tohirim. You should know that tor. You don't have to be afraid any water got on it, so therefore it wasn't huchshel kabo tumma, it's tor. For shel krochim, if you buy it from a guy that lives in a big city, then you have to say tumayim. You have to be afraid maybe this flour is tumayim. What's the reason why? The kfor my timer, why do we say if you buy the wheat from somebody, a guy living in the valley, is it tor? Lav mishum the loy lelosasi, because the pshat was in the kforim, they don't wash off their wheat before they use it. So since they didn't wash it off, because nemo and the wheat never had water that went on it, so this wheat is not hoksh lekabel tumah. So even if that tumah or a sheretz touched it, but kol zaman water did not go on the oichel first, the oichel cannot be mekabel tumah. So this wheat by the kforim, they don't wash it off first. That's why it's tor. Yeah. Mishum de loylosi. And still, the Brisa says clearly, vikorolei solis. It says clearly, solis means nice, pure, clean, fine flour. That's what solis is. So you see, even though in the kforim, that it's tor, and why is it tor? You're telling me now because they didn't clean it beforehand. Still, you see, it could be called solis, a clean flour. So you see, it's possible to have nice, clean flour, even though you did not wash it off beforehand. So what's Rav's raya? It's mutter to be lost is because it says you have clean flour. And the Gemara, I'll tell you, maybe no, here's no raya. Tirgamu akimcha. That we say that it's tor only means kemach. That's the coarse flour. True, that wasn't cleaned out, washed off beforehand. But maybe serlef, that clean flour, is taketomei. So it wouldn't be upshlon. On the boss of the Norfolk, after when he went out, so then Omar, he said to himself, so Rashi learns, when Rava went out of the Bay Midrashon, is Omar Rav Papa. Rav Papa like said to himself, Nitzayim Biyatz, Rav Papa felt a little bit bad. Madulay Niskarti Lahashav Lay Mihod Yom Rav Yirmiyah. And Rav Papa felt bad, how come he didn't ask this kasha back to Rava? Because he had another kasha in Rava. So Mar says, Bosted enough, after Rava left the base of Medrash, Omar Rav Papa said, he felt bad, my time Layayim Lay Mihod. How come I didn't ask Rava kasha from here? The Yom Rav Zay Rom Rav Yirmiyah, Omar Shmuel. Chitin shel menachis, the wheat that he used to use to make a mincha from, is ein loisasin oisam. You're not allowed to wash them off before you use it. Because most menachis also were not allowed to be chametz. They've not got to be like matzah. So you can't wash them off before and they shouldn't be soaking in water. They'll be yachshash me'er became with the chametz. So all the menachis were not allowed to be washed off beforehand. And still we know by the Mishnah menachis, the Sefer Kor relates seilis. His Dalach of Torah says, use seilis for mincha. So you see, clearly it could be called clean flour, even though it wasn't washed off. So like I said, you should ask this kasha to Rava. Like you have no rye, you could wash it off from the fact it's clean, even it could be clean even if you didn't wash it off. Then later Rava said another halacha. He was chayz to say even stronger. Now Rava comes out with a chiddush, mitzvah lilsois. Not only is it, first he said it was asa. Then he says you're allowed to. And now he comes on, you should know the wheat that you use for Pesach, you use for the matzah, you badafka have to wash them, soak them in water beforehand. What's Rav's Raya? Shenema, the Torah says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. when you make matzah, you have to watch the matzah. We dashin, the shemat matzah means there's a mitzvah shmira. That b'shash you're making the matzah, you have to watch it l'shmo, it should not come with the chimetz. So tomorrow now, Eloy de boiling sisa, if you're going to tell me that the wheat does not have to be washed off first, shimulamai. Why does the Torah say you have to watch the matzis? Watch them carefully. It does not become chametz. What do you have to watch them from? Vishlein, if you're going to tell me now you have to first soak it and clean them off. So as soon as you just put the wheat into water, you have to watch the wheat carefully right away to grind it up first, make matzah out of it first, it should not come with the chimetz. But if you're going to tell me you don't have to wash them off beforehand, what's the mitzvah shimmer then? For the Gemara, so now shimmer lamai, what do you have to watch it from? Ish shimmer the lisha, posh should you tell me? No, not like Rova. You know what you have to, when you have to watch your matzah? You have to watch it from a shas lisha. For shas you put the water into the flour when you make the dough, then you have to watch it carefully, it shouldn't come with the chimetz. And the Gemara, no. Rova holds shimmer the lisha lav shimmeru. Just watch, only watching it from the shas you made it into a dough, that alone is not enough. I'll bring you raya. The Yomer Rav Huna said like this: Betzeka shalochim. If somebody wants to buy a dough off a guy on Pesach, erev Pesach, you want to buy a dough of wheat and water ready, a dough. You want to buy it off a guy. Is betzeka shalochim? Is odam memala kreisa mehen? You should know you're allowed to buy it off a guy, and you're allowed to make your matzahs from it, and you can fill yourself up with it on Pesach. But the mitzvah matzah that you want to use to bimkayim the mitzvah essay of eating matzah, which was man of the korban Pesach was eaten b'achrein at the end of the meal, so the matzah eat at the end, that has to be done. That k'zayis matzah, you have to eat a k'zayis matzah achrein of different matzah. That matzah has to be made mamish l'shmo. So medayikin b'achrein in b'rishrein aloi. You can only eat it at the end. Like Rashi says, sheyoichol k'zayis matzah b'achrein. A second big line. This matzah that you're eating from the dough that you bought from a guy, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. Mishum lehevel leshimul l'shem matzah, because the guy did not watch the dough to make it l'shmol l'shem mitzvahs matzah. V'yafal pi shonu royin. How do we buy it all together? Let's be afraid it's chometz. So Rashi, no, we could look at the dough. V'yafal pi shonu royin shein kan chometz. By looking at this dough, he could tell clearly there's no signs of chometz on this dough yet. Like Rashi before said, you see there's no cracks in the dough, it's not even pale yet, the top of the dough. That's a raya, it was a freshly made dough, that's not chometz yet. So you're allowed to buy that dough off a goy, and first make matzah out of it. Abemiyu, la matzah shel mitzvah, but the matzah you want to use for the Pesach of a night, the yotz of the mitzvah, shimo l'shmo binim. It has to be matzah that has a shmirah, was watched, with a kavon of l'shmo. You're doing a l'shem mitzvah matzah. And a goy doesn't do a l'shem mitzvah matzah. So therefore, even if you want to eat the guy's matzahs, the guy's dough, and you make matzah out of it, you can fill yourself up with it. But the last matzah you eat has to be different matzah that was made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Like Rashi's Bachreina. He mitzvahs achilosa. Shema Pesach. The mitzvah really is to eat the matzah at the end of the meal with the korban Pesach. He choyvas achilos. Dechsev kroa matzahs from roirum yachluhu. O Pesach nechal ala soivam. The Ikar Adim, when we had a Korban Pesach, we used to eat the matzah with the Korban Pesach together. Now, at what time of the meal do you eat the Pesach itself, the Korban Pesach? At the end of the meal. Because there we dash and you have to eat it l'soivam. You have to eat it when you're ready filled. Not filled up l'gamrin, but you don't eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal. Because that's not called Nachila Chashuvam. When you're hungry, you eat anything. If after you ate a little bit, you're a little satisfied, now you go to eat the good things. So Korban Pesach was necha when you're a little bit satisfied already. So at the end, the matzah, to be eaten for the mitzvah, is also eaten at the end. So the kitzur says here, if you have this dough you bought from a goy, you're allowed to make matzah out of it, and you're allowed to eat it, but not to be eaten for the mitzvah's matzah. To be eaten for the mitzvah's matzah, you have to have other matzah. Now the shal is, why not? Why can't it be eaten with this dough you bought from a goy? It's vade, not chometz. You looked, you could tell the dough has no signs of chometz yet. So why can't it be eaten? In fact, the Gemara, my timer, mishum de loyavet bushimmer, because this matzah was not made lishmo. For the Gemara, why not? For levet leshimmer meafiyavelech. You're buying it dough. It's only dough. So what do you have to do with dough? You still have to knead it or roll it out, and you have to bake it. So b'shas baking it, let us do that l'shmo. Why can't that be called the shmir l'shmo? Elo laf mi avaraya shmamina shimo mi korabinan. It's not enough to have a shmira just from the baking of it, but it had to be watched even before the baking. So Rashi says the avaminas now, it has to be watched even before lishem. Even before you start to make the dough, you have to watch it. How do you watch it before you make it into dough? That means if you wash off the wheat, it's very good. Because at the time you wash off the wheat in water, water goes into the wheat. You have to at that point start watching it that the wheat does not become chametz. So that's Rav's raya that the Torah says to watch the matzah. And watching it has to mean before afi, before lishon. When is that? It has to be b'shas l'sisa. Mashmo, you are supposed to wash off the wheat first in order to be able to become the mitzvah, to watch it carefully, not to become chametz. For the Gemara, what's the raya? Mimai. Dil mashani yosim debidin o denochas l'shimer, lo yavad lo shimer. What's the raya? Maybe shimer only starts from b'shas lisha. B'shas lisha means b'shas you put the water into the dough, you start to make the dough, that's when you're supposed to watch it. Here, when you bought it by the guy, when did you buy it? You bought it when it was already a dough already. The guy poured the water into the dough. So at the beginning, when the water was poured into the dough, it wasn't washed l'shem mitzvah matzon. That's why it's not yoytze. Aval heicha debidna denochas l'shimer, ovid l'shimer, hochi nami d'shimer, delish evi shimer. Maybe no, but maybe if a Jew, the moshul, when you have your wheat, the wheat itself, you don't have to watch at all. There's no mitzvah shmirah. When does the mitzvah shmatim as a matzah first start? When you first start to make the matzah. What's called starting to make a matzah? The lisha. B'shas you put the water into the dough, now it's considered you have the beginning of a matzah. Now there's a mitzvah, watch this dough, it does not become chametz. So maybe that's alone is enough, to watch it from the beginning of lisha. So when you bought the dough from a guy, it's no good, because you bought it, you didn't watch it at the beginning of lisha. The guy poured the water into the flour. That's why it's no good. But when we make our own matzah, maybe it's enough just to watch the dough from the time it becomes the water into the flour. But avada before that, when you have the pure wheat, avada there's no mitzvah badavka to rub it off in water to say you have to start watching it from then. So rava has no raya. In halacha, avada there's no mitzvah to wash off the wheat beforehand. Avada the yikah mitzvah shmir is like the Gemara says here. The yikah mitzvah midiraisa shmatim as the matzah is to watch it from b'shas lisha. B'shas you pour the cold water into the flour, that's supposed to be done the shein mitzvah matzah, and excited that when the ladies are baking and rolling it out, it's always done the shein mitzvah matzah. That's the mitzvah shmirah. But before lisha, it's not called a matzah yet, then there's no din b'davka to wash off the wheat to say you have to start washing it from then. So the chur is the kasha, like Rava doesn't have a right to what he's saying. So Gemara says though, v'afilu hochi, even so, even though we slugged up Rava's raya, loyhode be Rava. Rava wasn't choizer. So Rava still did like he said. So what did he do? The yomalu lahani de mahavchi kipim, Rava told when he went down to even cut down the wheat, to make the matzahs out of, he told the people that were turning over the wheat, ki mavchisu hafichu l'shum mitzvah. When you turn over the wheat, Rashi, mavchi kipin, ho amorim v'koishrim es amorim b'yamaisak tzir, when he used to make the bundles of wheat, when they cut down the wheat, he told them even bundle up the wheat l'shem mitzvah matzah. His rabbi was machmet told as an inyan of shmirah, not only b'shashi making the matzah, but even b'shas k'sira, even b'shashi cutting down the wheat, also is an inyan to watch it l'shem mitzvah matzah. And right, the Gemara is another ma'isa, ma b'rei de Ravina, ma the son of Ravina, menach tolei imei b'yarvi. His mother also set aside special wheat for him to use l'shem mitzvah matzah. The Rashi says, "Mankile imei chite mitchilas ketzir." His mother, when they started to cut down the wheat, mamish l'tzorach haPesach. She bedavka did it to l'shem mitzvah matzah l'tzorach haPesach. The yavda lo shimah mikora, and she did a shmir even b'shaftim of cutting down the wheat. So this is what his mother did for him. So l'maisel alocha, we hold that the ikar din shmir is b'shas lisha. B'shas, you're kneading the dough. As soon as you put the water into the dough, that's called a matzah. When you have the matzah, it's a mitzvah to watch it. It's interesting though, but people are machmir metchila. We have dough is called matzah, shmura matzah, mishas ktsira v'yelich. L'maisa, there is a chumra that we're machmir, that the shmira should also be done mishas ktsira. That means b'shas, the goyim go down to cut down the wheat. Usually there's a mashkiach there. There's the Yisrael there watching the goyim cut down the wheat. and the mashkiach is there watching to make sure no water comes down on the wheat once it's cut off. And echlam, if water comes down, then they don't use that flour. That's usually the minig to buy shmur matz. It's called miktsir v'yelech. Now it's interesting, these two dinim are two different halachas. The chassam sefer really yesterday for a little kasha.